SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Kingston Public Hospital celebrates 240 years of service. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Kingston Public Hospital, KPH, founded in 1776, is celebrating 240 years of service to the Jamaican people. As part of its celebrations, the institution recently opened the newly renovated William Ward, which has a capacity of 28 beds. Two additional wards, the Luke and Steventon, were also renovated as part of a $59 million project. Health Minister Horace Daly says the renovation and additional bed space forms part of the government's commitment to improve the public health sector during the new financial year.
We are committing ourselves to expanding the bed space. When you do that, you have to have additional staff, additional nurse, and we all know what we need when you expand your bed space. But that's a commitment we make.
Funding for the project was provided by the National Health Fund and the Southeast Regional Health Authority. Other activities to commemorate KPH's 240 years include a church service held at the Kingston Parish Church, as well as health fairs and banquets. Founded in 1776, the institution sees approximately 2,000 patients per day. Vision 2030 is based on 7 guiding principles which put people at the center of Jamaica's development. These include transformational leadership, partnership, transparency, accountability, as well as social cohesion. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn about the plans for the nation. Time for Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You've probably heard of itching palms, but itching knees?
I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth. And as a child growing up, I was told that when your knee is touching you, it means that you are going to sleep in someone else's bed. I have proven that for myself. Whenever my knee is touching me, I know that I won't be sleeping at my house for some time. And that is my strange of Jamaica.
Sharing your story is easy. Call JIS Radio at 926-3590-4. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born in Maypen, Clarendon, he was the youngest of 7 children. He grew up singing gospel in the church choir until he branched out and formed a group with Nathaniel Mathias and Raleigh Gordon. Together, they recorded hits like Bam Bam, which was the first ever Jamaica Festival song, and Monkey Man, which became the group's first international hit. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return. Just a reggae
music. Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Frederick Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. And in celebration of Reggae Month, the Research and Publications Department of the Jamaica Information Service has a number of publications on sale highlighting Jamaica's rich musical heritage. Titles include The Rough Guide to Reggae, Reggae Island, and much more. For further details, call 926-3740. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.